with the end of the Baal HaMor. If you remember, we had different ways to understand what the Gemara was thinking, Pshat and Mishnah, when the Gemara wanted to compare the Shita of Rabbi Reish Lakish and the story of the woman who kept bringing Edom that were Sheker, and the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, who says his status is Zu. The Gemara said, Reish Lakish ke Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan ke Rabbanan, the Gemara is Machalik after that. So the pshat that the Rif brought, even though it changes the maskana according to Rabbi Yochanan, which is how we hold the halacha, so at the end, the pshat in the Mishnah ends up being like Rashi, but the way that the Rif understood the Gemara was that the Gemara thought that the case of the Mishnah and the status of Rabbi Yehuda does not refer to the second cut of Edim that are mazin everybody who says that Reuben is chayv Misa. Rather, his status means the second time that a peer of Edom say that Reuben harag is a nefesh. Since we've already established from the first peer of Edom who said that they're sheker, so we're not going to trust the next peer of Edom that come forward, and therefore they don't have the power to impose a chiyah misa on Reuven, and because they don't have the power to mechayev Reuven misa, they're not going to become zomimin to punish them with kasha zama. So that's what Yehuda says, ein regas okat rishon belvad, because the only Edom that you can carry a kasha zamam are the Edom whose Edus would matter. And that's the first pair of Edom. Once you have Hazama on the first pair of Edom, the second pair of Edom, their Edus is not of consequence to Mechayev Ruvein Nisa, and therefore they won't have the punishment of kasha zamam. That's the reason why the Gemara linked Rabbi Yehuda to Reish Lakish. Because just as you see in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda is choshesh, that once you see there was a sheker that occurred with the first peer of Edom to say Reuven is chayav Misa, so we don't trust the next peer of Edom to say the same thing. So too, in the case of the woman who brought Edom that turned out to be Sheker, we don't trust when she brings subsequent Edom. That's the pshat, and that's according to Reish Lakish going to Rabbi Yehuda. And then Rabbi Yochanan lines up with the Rabbana, just as Rabbana, not choshesh, they let you accept the second peer of Edom and they can get the punishment of kasha zamam. So too, we don't say here as well, we don't say that the peer of Edom that came subsequent would be disqualified because of the earlier Edom. More precisely, what's the Nakuda here, that linking the Mishnah and the case of the woman? Do we say that the fact that the woman is bringing one peer of Edom after another, so that allows us to now not accept the Edom, even though they're independent of the woman, but we say that they're driven by the woman, she's the one that's pulling the strings, she's bringing the Edom. So huchzik azu, to bring that Edom. So the Ramban adds, in the Mechamos we saw, so too we would say in the Mishnah that these Edom are not coming out of anywhere, out of nowhere. I mean, they're coming because somebody must be bringing more Edom to say Reuben is Chayav Misa. So we say, Huchzika, the invisible person that we haven't seen, but Huchzika Zu, so to speak. That would be Reish Lakish, that would be Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yochanan says, no, Ko Yisrael Mi Huchziku. That's the link. Just to remind you also, according to this understanding of the Mishnah, the words of the Mishnah of Ein Regas Okat Rishon Bilvad make perfect sense. Because Lemaisa, they would get killed, and there are more Edim that come later who won't get killed. Mamish, beautiful Mishnah. No Dochek, nothing wrong with the words. What are the kashis of the Baal HaMor on the Rif? Was, but the Gemara struggled to figure out Pshat in the Mishnah. Obviously, the Gemara understood the Mishnah differently, which is a derech Rashi, that the status is the peer that keeping Mazim the same peer Mazim, whoever says Reuben is Chayav Misa. So the answer given by the Ritva and the Ramban is, yeah, the Gemara is not learning that way because look at the next Gemara, Lemaskana. Lemaskana meaning not for Reish Lakish, but Rav Yochanan. Because what does the Gemara respond in the link between the story of the woman and the case of the Mishnah? So Reish Lakish says, I can even follow the Shita of the Rabbanan. Why? Because in the case of the woman, what makes a difference is because we see the woman being Mahadir after Eden. We know we see that person that we can pin the blame on her, Huchzik Kazu. Over here, we don't really know. We're imagining maybe there's somebody bringing one cut after another that Reuben is Chayav Misa. We don't have that person in front of us. So therefore, we can go to Rabbanan. We don't say that we're going to automatically disqualify the second peer of Edom that say Reuben is Chayav Misa. According to this distinction, the Mishnah's Pshat remains what we said before. Nothing has changed in the Pshat in the Mishnah. But then the Gemara continues and says, Rabbi Yochanan says, I can even follow the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Because Ad Kanukam of Yehuda Hasam, because we say the whole world was by these Mezimim. Over here, just because she was Hosika Koisam Yochika. What does that mean? In effect, says the Ritz of Shat and the Rif, and the Ramban as well, the Mechamos, in other words, Rav Yochanan is saying the Pshat in the Mishnah is not what you thought. The Pshat in the Mishnah is that the status of Rav Yehuda is the same kat that are mazim everyone who says that Reuven is chayav nisa, and that's why Rav Yehuda says we can't trust this kat that keeps being mazim everybody because we don't assume everybody was with them, and that's specific to the case of the Mishnah. Masha Enkin, in the case of the woman, it's a different story. Here we see a woman being mahadir after Edom B'Seder, but the Edom themselves are kasha, so we don't assume just because the woman is bringing false Edom that any time people come forward that they have to be saying Shekin. So it doesn't compare at all to the Mishnah. When the Gemara earlier struggled to learn Pshat in the Lashna Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda, of Kat Einar Egz Kat Rishon Belvad, and the Gemara ends up saying Pshat, that if only is one Kat, then they get killed, and it's a dochik in the words, the Seder. That's because the Gemara is learning the way it ends up with Maskana, that Rabbi Yochanan, halachic Rabbi Yochanan, and he's the one that flipped the Pshat in the Mishnah. Okay, that's the picture according to the Rif. What did the Baal Amor ask on the Rif? So one question we just answered in the Gemara earlier. Right, the thing about earlier seems to have shot the Philly. That's Maskana. What else did the Baal Mor ask on the Rif? How could it be that with one time that they became Zomimin, that we don't trust the next pair of Edom that say the same thing? It's only once. That Kasha really has two parts to it. One part is that if you compare the Mishnah to the case of the woman. The woman, there were twice that she brought false Edom. Here it's one. So why are you assuming that that would necessarily carry over to the Mishnah? Maybe two is worse. And then the other part of the Kasha is, and we find in Machlokes Tanaim Yevamis, whether the Treisim Ni'ah V'Chazaka or the Tzlasim Ni'ah V'Chazaka. We don't find one. That's the other two Kashas of the Baal Amor on the Pshat of the Rif. So on the second part of this Kasha, the Ramban's answer was that we find in the Gemara that says if you have a race in a shtar, we don't let you collect from the shtar. In other words, a race, as Raglayim Adav, is not the same thing as a chazaka. The case of the Mishnah Yevamis has to do with a woman whose husband died twice, so she can't marry a third time, or three times she's an almana, she can't marry a fourth time, or the situation of a bris milah. So that's a chazaka. You want to presume a chazaka, becheskas. So two or three is a machokas tanoim. However, here it's different. It's just about creating a race, a chshash. A chshash could be with one time also. So therefore, that takes care of that side of the question. What about the basis for the comparison? How can you compare the case of the Mishnah, which is one time that they were found to be Edom Sheker, and the case of the woman, which is twice? So on that, we saw two answers. The Ritva's response was, I'll pause for a second, let you answer. What's the Ritva say?
It
could have been one time, too. It happened to me. Maaseh Shaya was twice. Rish Lakish was there after the first time. Rabban has a different nekuda. Rabban's answer was that the case of Hakhasha doesn't actually necessarily prove the Edom to be Sheker. Hakhasha means that there's something of a possibility that they're lying, but it's not absolutely clear. Hazama, on the other hand, means it's absolutely clear. That's the notion of Hazama. The Mishnah is Hazama. So once we know absolutely with Hazama that they said Sheker, we can't trust even the second time a pair of Edom that say Reuven is Chayav Misa, because we know that it didn't happen from the fact that there was a Hazama on the first pair of Edom. However, in the case of the woman, it was a Shtaker. The Ramban interprets a Shtaker as Hakhasha. Doesn't say this, but it seems to me that the Ramban is learning Hakhasha, not the way Rashi learned it, that they got tripped in the Drishas Vachakiris. Sounds like he means that there was Hakhasha Trey or Trey. That's why he brings the sheet that holds Rapuna, that if you have Trey or Trey, each one is Kasher for other adios, just because they contradicted each other. For this adios, we can't accept this adios from either one because we don't know who's right. But the etzem, they have a cheskes kashrus in all other ways. So therefore, we don't know for sure that they're sheker just because it was a chasha trey or trey. But if it happened twice, that already creates the same bar of suspicion that you'd find with Hazama. So you need twice in order to create the same level chash as in the case of the Mishnah. Moshe Yosef asked a good kashi yesterday, l'chore, if you have a hakhasha on the get the same story. So what do you need a second hakhasha on the second time that she brings? You already have the Adam that contradicted the first pair. It's a very good shayla. The best I would say, I told you in the morning, maybe you're right. Maybe you were Ramis to this yesterday. Maybe it was a different maisa. So dochik, I think. But she brought Adam on one issue. Reuben owes me $100. The Adam were contradicted by another pair of Adam. She brings another pair of Adam that Shimon owes me $100. And a different maisa, different person, whatever. And those Adam got contradicted. It's not about the same maisa. So you can't use the Adam who were makrish the first pair. It's a different maisa completed. Don't know. But that could be what the Ramban will learn. All of this, Rabosai, is within the world of the Rif. Yeah.
Why can't it be the same mice, like Reuben killed Shimon, where it's like a small detail? Like, is a chasha just that you got
so
a shirk?
How would it be a chasha only on the first period and not on the next?
Because let's say the first pair said Reuben killed Shimon, but his shirt was red and really his shirt was green. And another pair says Reuben killed Shimon, the same mice, but just another small.
So it's like I hear you. In other words, it could be just like in Rashi, a chasha could be a contradiction between the two Adam, a better detail. So it could be a tray, vinageya, a detail, which the other Adam can, you know, didn't contradict on. Maybe have a case like that. What do you think, Rabbi Osei? What do you think?
I mean, it's also different ages, so.
So it doesn't have to contradict the other people. Yeah?
They also just say it's just, you have the two kata Adam, you don't know which one's right, and then a third one comes.
No, but if the third one comes, there's automatically, there's the other. If what they're saying is, if the those who contradict the first one, their edus has been taken and nechkar of that Bezdin, then Bezdin has to know that when the second pair comes, there's already a pair of Adam against them.
I guess.
I mean, it has to go through the process again.
Can you just say it's, you know, Shnei Adam Machishin Zesa, and the third one comes?
It sounds like there was a new Akrasha. It sounds like there was a new Akrasha. Not that it exists already. I mean, it sounds like there was a new revelation that created again a suffix in their ages. Not sure exactly. Could be what he's saying. Okay, before we go to the Baal HaMoar, I'm going to shift gears and to the end of HaMoar. Any questions so far? Yeah.
When we said the riff is closing on his original pshat, he goes like Rashi in the end. So at what point in the Gemara do we say it goes by Rashi?
The answer is it goes when the Gemara says Amalach Rav Yochanan. In other words, the Ritva made this clear. We read the Ritva yesterday very carefully. When the Gemara says Amalach Rishlokish and another Am Yafilu Rabbanan, and the Chilk is that there's Ika de Kamahader versus Leka de Kamahader, so the Pshat still remains everything we said until now. Nothing has changed in the Pshat in the Mishnah. When the Gemara comes with the next line, Amalach Rav Yochanan, that I can even fit with Rav Yehuda, because, as he goes on to say, by Rav Yehuda, Atu Kli Amo, or by these Edim, so what Rav Yochanan is saying, in effect, is that there's no Kash at all. I can go to Rav Yehuda's issue. It's a different issue than what you thought. The Yudas issue is about the mazimim being in a status. So therefore, there's no status. The whole basis for the connection was whether we say huchzikazu versus kol yisrael mihuchziku. That's what creates the parallel here. In order to create that parallel, you have to reinterpret the Mishnah so that you can fit the same type of paradigm into the Mishnah that you have in the story of the woman. But that once you make the pshat of the Mishnah like Rashi, then everything falls away. Then the whole Kash is not a kash, of course, of Yochanan Gog of Yehuda, which is what he says. Because of Yehuda's issue is about, and everybody's by these people, so that Mazimim can't be trusted. Masha Enkein, the case over here, it's a different issue. That's of Yochanan basically saying that the Mishnah means different pshat than what we're saying until now.
What do you mean that originally when the Gemara asked about Istatis, why is the first Kaddish?
Right, so that Gemara, that's what the Ritva and the Maramba, that Gemara is going a little bit the maskan of the next Gemara. That earlier Gemara that's analyzing, it's not sequential. That earlier Gemara that struggles with the words of the Mishnah and asked the Kaddish, that Gemara, that Gemara was learning Pshat in the Mishnah the way the Gemara says later afterwards when it brings the story and gives you Rabbi Yochanan's answer, so that Gemara has to be sort of put later or understood in light of the maskan of the next Gemara. That's what they're saying. I mean, that's the defense of the Rif and Chanami. That Gemara can only make sense if you learn Pshat like Rashi, and that only works out when you read the next Gemara to its completion. It's odd. I agree. That's what comes out. I mean, again, I'm not saying my own word. This is what the Ramban, you can reread the Ramban again. We read it yesterday carefully. The Ramban in the Mechamos and the Ritva, that's the first part of the Ritva, that's Yeah, that's what they both say. That's the end. The Balamar is on your side. He doesn't agree with you. He doesn't agree with that. I mean, the Gemara is clearly not Masma that was ever the Pshat in the Mishnah. Plus, he has the other kashas on the Rif Pshat.
Why is there no Mahadra in the Mishnah, according to
what? Is there no what?
Mahadra in the Mishnah. Like, there's no chasing after the Adam.
We don't know. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't, but we don't see it.
No, it's because we don't see it. We're going to say that.
Right. I mean, again, if you remember, when the Ritva, after bringing all this on the Rif, the Ritva, one of the kashas the Ritva leaves us with when he shifts gears to learn Al Derech Rashi and the Balamor, is that the Gemara should have said that we're changing Pshat in the Mishnah. The Ritva recognizes that, like Alec is asking, like it's a little bit strange that suddenly the Pshat changed in the Mishnah without any indication in the Furish and the Gemara. You have to read into the Gemara, okay? These are the weaknesses of the various Pshat. Let's go now to the Balamor's Pshat. So again, this is the Ritva already presented it his way, but the Balamor has an extra nekuda that we have to be omit on. That would be the segue into the discussion that we'll discuss with the Ramban, the Torah, and the Inyan of Azam itself. So the Pshat itself of the Gemara, we understand the Mishnah to mean what we thought right away and what the Rif ends up with, Umaskana. We never had any other questions of Pshat and the Mishnah. Let's totally leave out of the picture the Rabbeinu Hanano and the Gaon, and we haven't dealt with that. That's for another time. But that, for sure, even the Rif didn't accept. But we don't even accept the Rif Pshat. We just assume it's about the status being the Kat HaMazimin. So what's our Sheikhis? What's the connection to the woman and bringing the Sheker? What does that have to do with Huchzik Azu versus Koyisami Huchziku? What does that have to do with the Mishnah? This is what bothered the Rif, as the Ritva brings in the beginning. That's what bothered the Rif. So the answer is that the question becomes, when I have Edus in front of me, and I have cause to suspect that maybe it's not right. An Umdina, called an Umdina, as Ritva does it, called a Chazaka, as the Balamar calls it, something about this doesn't smell right. Do I have a right to disregard the Edus? Now, I think we should clarify. When we say disregard, it doesn't mean that it doesn't in any way pose a question on the first Eidus. In other words, in the case of the Mishnah, if we disregard the Eidus because the status is zu, so we don't accept the Mazimim's Eidus, does that mean we can kill Reuven based on the first peer of Eidim? What do you think? L'chayra means we kill nobody. That's right. And the Lashon HaMishnah is meduyik that way, right? Einan neheregas El Kadrishon Bovad, which means that if there's only one cat, the issue is that you don't kill the Zomim. But do you kill Reuven because of the first Eidus? I don't think so, because it could very well be that the Mazimim are correct. But obviously they don't have the full nemanis that they would otherwise have. It could be nafgamina by Mammon. If it were an issue of Mammon, maybe it got to be lahachzik. If their Eidus has to do with keeping money by somebody, it could be that to that regard, the suffix they would be believed. So it's not an absolute dismissal of this Eidus, totally discrediting it, but it's enough to say that it's not going to have the power that Eidus would normally have because of the Umdina, that it doesn't seem right that Mamish, every peer that came forward about Reuven, they were, the Eidim say they were with us. That's an Umdina that carries a certain weight in the eyes of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim don't assume it should carry weight. The story of the woman, similar thing. You have Eidus that came in the wake of previous Eidus that she brought twice, which turned out to be false, whatever ishtaker means. Now, we look at this situation, and Rish Lakish says, Huchzakazu, that we should assume that maybe this Eidus is not correct. Again, Mastama, a suffix of whatever degree of a suffix. We can't accept the Eidus. It's dismissed on some level because it's coming on the heels of other Eidim that the same woman brought. So that's where Rish Lakish is paired with Rabbi Yehuda, because we look at an Umdina, we look at a situation, and we're willing to quickly disregard the Eidus because of what seems to us something suspicious. This is Rish Lakish versus Rabbi Yehuda on one hand, Rabbi Yochanan and the Rabban on the other. In other words, there's an Umdina and there's Eidus. And are we quick to say an Umdina dismisses Eidus? Who's to say the Umdinas are exactly the same level? The Gemara assumes in the question that they are, says the Ritva. The Umdinas are shavos. The Gemara is machalik. They're not necessarily even. I can hear svaras in different directions. When it comes to Rish Lakish, the Gemara is machalik in one direction. that by the case of the woman, there's more cause to dismiss the Eidus, because you see that the woman's mahader. Here you don't see that issue, so therefore the fact that, yeah, it means everybody's by these pair of Eidus, no, but could be. But here there's more reason to be suspicious because of the umdina that hooks the kazoo, and Rishu of Yochan goes in the other direction, that the umdina is more strong in the case of the Mishnah, because of the fact that you have to assume everybody was by these same azimim. That's what makes that worse. In this case, koisom yuchziku. So that's basically the answer, that the umdinas don't necessarily line up. This is how the Ritva understood it. What doesn't seem to bother the Ritva per se, and I think this is what's implicit in the end of the Balamar, which we're now focused on. Within this pshat of the Gemara, within our Vidarko Shel Rashi, that we understood pshat in the Mishnah. But the question would be, and again, this is partly what the Ritva said was bothering the Rif, but the Ritva didn't really address it when he gives his own pshat, is that, and we mentioned yesterday, the Maharam seems to ask this kasha, the Mashal seems to ask this kasha. In the case of the woman, so we see that with Sheker beforehand, one pair of Edim, two pair of Edim, that with Sheker, she brought Edim Shkarim, and now we have Edim that came on the heels of previous Edim brought by the same woman, and we don't know whether they should be trusted or not. But we already have cause for suspicion because of the previous two sets of Edim brought by this woman. In the case of the Mishnah, it's seemingly I want to create a reisa out of thin air. In other words, oh, it's not mistaver that the whole world was by them, all the Edim were by them. But like Umaisa, you have Edim coming here as Edim Hamazimin. I don't see any basis, Lechara, to assume that they're lying, except that it's not mistaver that everybody was with them. Is that enough to create a parallel to the case of the story of the woman? Ritva did not directly answer that kasha within the pshat that he prefers. But both said, this is what I think the Balmor adds, what he adds in the last couple of lines. Let's take a look from where we left off yesterday. After asking all these kashas on the pshat of the Rif, so he tells you the real pshat, and he goes through his word, his take on the word estatis. Again, everyone is tweaking it in their own way. They're a murderous bunch. They want to get the whole world filled with blood, just like Beget has gets dyed with the red dye, the chuli. Okay. Then he goes to the part of the Gemara's linking Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish to that of Yudhi Rabbanan. So he says, just to paraphrase here, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't follow Chazaka Lefsuri Eidus. He uses the word Chazaka rather than Umdina. Huchzikazu, he doesn't follow the Huchzikazu to Pasul Eidus, Kirabbanan, who don't pass with the Mezimim. And we don't say Huchziku B'Shofchei Damim, that's the equation. Just like we don't say Huchziku, we should presume them, we should put them in a certain status of being not to be believed. It's the opposite of Cheskas Kashrus. It's to remove them Cheskas Kashrus, to put them in a presumption of Shofchei Damim. We don't do that in the Mishnah, so we don't do that in the story of the woman. Shlokish the Azu Basa Chazaka Lefsule Eidus. He's going to follow this reis or this presumption that they are Sheker and Huchzikazu by the case of the woman, Kirav Yehuda, who says, Keva, now in the next Amud, in the Osvahadar edition, that pay here, Kivan Shehizim Azu, Kat Hamazem Eshtei Akitos, Huchziku Yos Mazim L'chomish Yavu L'hoid. Ve'en Shvich Azdam Im Anas Eidem Ilo Yim Shom Yidusam Chashuva Etzlam Krum. So this is Rabbi Yehuda. Like Rish Lakish says in his case of the woman, so it is Rabbi Yehuda says, they're considered to be in the status of, they are presumed to be looking to kill whoever they can kill, right? They're on a roll, right? Okay, anyone who's coming to say Eidus, they have an agenda. They have an agenda to see to it that they should be put to death for trying to testify against Reuven. The Ein Shvich Zdam Hasaydem Ilo Nishom Eidusam Chesuv Etzlam Kum. L'fikach Ein Lismoch Aleim V'Gol Lahamin L'Divrei B'Chom Hashayidu. continues the Balamor, why should I put them in this presumption of being murderers, of being on a roll to try to undermine anybody that's going to say we've been killed? Because the halacha of Eid Zomim is a chidush of the Torah. The Maichas the Samchasani Smochahani, why would you see fit to rely on the second peer more than the first? The first peer say otherwise, the first peer say we did see it. You're saying we didn't see it. So the Maisa, why would we believe the second peer? It's a chidush of the Torah. So he throws all that in. Therefore, Kim Shulchzikul, Yos Mezimim, Shtei Akitos Omdos, connect them Be'idusan. You have two Kitos that say Ruben is Chayav Misa. And you have this Mezimim who say about both Kitos is Manu Hayisa. And Eizom Mechidushu. And therefore, that tips the scale to be able to put them in the status of Huchzika to be Shov Chidamim. Because after all, you have these two pairs of Eidim that are lined up against them. You have one pair of Eidim lined up against them, so that's the halach of the Torah, Chidushu. We believe the second pair over the first. They say Manu Hayisim. Here we have two sets of Eidim, that they're Mazim, and after all, the Torah's Ho Halach is Chidushu. So here we're going to not embrace the Chidush, and we're going to say that these Eidim Hamazimim are really murderers, and they're not saying the truth. Came the Hursik Elias Mezimim, Mishtiya Kidus Omgus Kenegda Bidisan, Yesh Chshash Sheka Beidusan, Kolo Shodavar, Lem Rabban, Dlo Aski Bas Chazak, Lev Sil Eidus Kerev Yochanan, Lev Yehuda, Da Azza Bas Chazak, Kerev Shlokish, and then with Doche, as we Doche, Rev Yochanan, Damak Devi Hakob, Rev Shlokish Devi Hakob. Meanwhile, let's be all made on this extra knach of the Balamor that we didn't see in the Ritva. Why does the Balamor bring this in, and what does it mean? What does it mean here? The Balamor brings us to the question of the chid of the din of Eden Zomimin, that the Torah says we believe the Mazimin, and the Balamor labels this as a chidush. This is what we find in the Gemara and Bava Kama, that Rabbi and Rava disagree whether Eden Zomim or Mafia or Nifsa or Mikano Lahava or Nifsa, whether the psul of Eden Zomimin goes back to the time of the Agadas Eidus, because that's when they said the Eidus that became Rishoyim at that time, and we know that they said Sheker based on the Mazimin. Or do we only say Mikano Lahaba? Rabbi says Mikano Lahaba because it's a Chidush, so it's only from the time that it became Zomim. Abaya says Umafreya. It's not clear what Abaya holds. Does Abaya disagree with the whole idea of Chidushu? Does Abaya say it's a Chidush, but Afa became part of the Chidush if it become Pasul Le'edus, even Umafreya? Apparently the Balmor doesn't see this as subject to the Machokes Abaye V'Rava. We hold like Abaye after all. So it's clear that it's a Chidush. So what does he need this for? Why does he bring it in? What is the Balmor trying to do here? So it seems Pashut, and a few people Machavin to this, and you Machavin earlier, that the Balmor is trying to answer the implicit question that L'chore, in the case of the woman, there's already a... We see Sheker in front of us in the previous two Eidim, two sets of Eidim. Case of the Mishnah, where what's the cause to suddenly put them in this box to say they're Shof Chidamim? Where do you see it? The answer is you see it because the truth is every Hazama has the first peer of Eidim contradicting what the Mazimim say. The Mazimim say Manu Ha'isam, the first peer say no, we did see what we testified about. Elamai, the Torah gave a special chidush. Xeris HaKasub, chidushu, we believe the Mazim. Says the Balamor, it's Nistavr that chidush is limited to the context of one pair of Eidim, and then the Mazimim come against them. So then we say, well, on the one hand, my chazis, why should you trust the second pair over the first? Xeris HaKasub. But once you see a second pair come and say the same thing, and suddenly the same pair of Eidim of Mazim, the first cat, that Reuven is Chayav Misa. So they're Mazim the second cut. Now already, we don't extend the Chidush to them. Because after all, within every Chidush, we should limit it as much as possible. Within every Chidush, suggest, but maybe it shouldn't be that way. Maybe the first peer should be believed, not the second peer. So if it's just one set of Eidus, that's the din of the Torah, that's the Chidush, we believe the second. But once you get to a second set of Eidim, and the same peer were Mazim, now already it's Chosev and Eir, now we have to revisit what we really were thinking already the first time, that Moash didn't believe the second pier. So Elamai, there, was stuck against the wall. That's the chiddush of the Torah. Believe the second pier. The first pier disagree. They say, we were there, we saw it. No, okay, listen, Torah's machadish, the halacha, so we have to go with the Torah. Once you see a second time, that a second pier of Edom come, and then the same Azimim say, now already we have to ask ourselves, oof, all we know, maybe who's really right here? Maybe the first two peers that say that Reuven did kill Shimon, that Reuven did what they testified about. Maybe they're right. Maybe the Mezim are wrong. And now it won't extend the Chiddush to a case like this. So now we understand why the Gemara wants this to compare to the case of Rish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. Just like over there, there is a drara, you could call it, a basis to start thinking that the Sheker in the third peer of Eidah, because look, we had already before Sheker that she brought Edom that were false. So now we should think that the third pair of Edom also false. So to over here, not stand out of thin air to assume that they're murderers. The fact that there is already hakhasha on the part of the two earlier Edom. So there's already cause to think the Sheker, because that's inherent in every Azama. Elamai, the Torah's Machadesh, Chidushu, good, but now that we have two sets of Edom, now we're not going to extend the Chidush. Now we're going to start saying to the contrary, that they're actually out to get these Edom and really believe the Edom. So we don't know who to believe, so we can't necessarily accept the Mazimim anymore. So ain't that regis. So
how would we even get there? Meaning you're saying we should believe the first set, since there's another Edom coming on their side. But
yes.
How would we even get to that second set? I thought you're not allowed to testify once there was already a zumum on the first set that's saying the same Edus.
Where did we say that? We said it within the riff. We're not there now. We dismissed the riff. Your kasha was good yesterday. Your kasha was yesterday. I don't have a good test. You asked that yesterday. It's a kaka good kasha. According to the riff, how did you get to Hazama on the second pier? If they don't feel power, then how could you have a Gemara Din based on their Edus? I don't have a good answer.
How can they give Edus, though? But you're not allowed to give Edus once there was already someone who was on the Dover.
Where did it say that?
You didn't say that?
We saw that in the Rif. According to the Rif, we said that the Rif had Nupsha and the Mishnah, as we discussed earlier today, and the second time that you want Edom to say what the first peer that became Zomim said, so that Edus would not have the power to be killing the person. So that was within the Rif. That idea is no longer part
That's
of our discussion.
Remember.
That's not right. Not to get confused. We spent whatever 25 minutes on the Rif pshat. We're shifting gears now. We're wearing different glasses. We're learning the Gemara al derech Rashi, and this is what the Rifas Maskana is, and this is the Baal Amor. So now the Gemara knows right away what the Mishnah is talking about. We know what the status is. We know what the issue is about. For the Ritva, it's as simple as saying the Umdinus and the Gemara's Havmina are identical. Can we dismiss Edus based on Echshash? And the Gemara thought that the level is identical. That's all the Ritva says. And it says, my answer is it's different. The Baal Amor wanted to create a better way to level the playing field. Why do we want to compare the cases? After all, in the case of the woman, there's a basis for Sheker. When you see the third pair of Edom, you know that there were previous Edom that the same woman brought. I have a basis to think right now that these Edom are Sheker based on the fact that there was Huchzika beforehand. Where do you have that in the case of the Mishnah? Answers to Baal Amor, you do have it. Because every Hazama is a Chiddush. What is it a Chiddush? Because really, I could just as well trust the first pair over the second. But the Torah's Machadish, we trust the second. But now that it happened the second time, so now I once again ask myself, who says that the Mazimim are right? It's not just the fact that maybe who says everybody was by them. That's not the only basis for the chash. That's on top of the fact that they already have akasha, because every azama has akasha built in. Elamai, the Torah's mind in the second pair. But here, when it goes to the second time, now maybe the chiddush doesn't follow. And now Rav Yudin says, I'm not going to accept the mazim. If this is the pshat in the Baal Amor, we could say something very, very nice. Why didn't the Ramban want to learn this way? The Ramban likes the Rif's approach. Ramban doesn't go with the approach of the Ritva and the Baal Amor, Lufi Darko Shel Rashi, because this knate of the Baal Amor, I believe, could not have been said according to the Ramban. The Ramban l'shitasa. This is the Ramban in Chumash. this is going to bring us now into this larger issue about what exactly is the basis of what the Torah says when we believe the second Pir Avedim over the first by Hazal. So the Rabban, Kiyadua, in Chumash, offers something of a rationale for why we believe the second Pir Avedim. The Ramban writes, "V'atam bazeh, no, that's the other one. Yeah, earlier. V'alkei bar kabbalah hazo hanemenes, he tells you what the story has to do with Edim Zomimin. So what's the pshat in the pasuk? It doesn't say black and white in the Chumash that it was a mice of Imanu Hayisem. The Darshu Ashotim Heitev, 8 Sheker Ha'ed. How do I know it's 8 Sheker? The Ramban starts. Lo Pirish HaKasuv. Echi Vadashu 8 Sheker. Where's the... It was through seeking out. It doesn't say Bahar Baraglav. It sounds like there was investigation. How did the investigation establish that they were Edus Sheker? So the Kabbalah of Chazal is, it was through Hazama. Kishayomro Beyom Poni Manu Hayisem. That time, Mipnei Shal Edus Hazu, He Al Gufam Shal Edim. When you have an Edus of Imanu Hayisem, it's viewed as if the Edim that are Mazimim are testifying about the actual Edim themselves, about the first pair of Edim. V'hem Edim Nemanim Maratim Lomar Ro Asimu Kach, we'll meet that later in the Lashon of the Ramban, Shrichom Halo Lomar, Shargos HaNefesh, O Shachos HaShabbos. We'll meet that soon more carefully in the language, but let's just get the basic outline and see why that L'chura is an answer, why the Baal Mor's Svara could not hold for the Ramban. The Ramban is giving us an explanation of why the Torah believes the Mazimim over the first Pir Avedim. The Ramban says, just as Edim can testify against other Edim that they're pasul Edus. In that case, you're not going to say it's Trey. You can't say, well, it's Hakrasha, because the first Pir Avedim think we didn't do an Avera of becoming a Rasha, pasul Edus. We were Machal Shabbos. Because that's saying about yourself. So the Ramban is saying an Edus of Imanu Hayisem, as opposed to saying something about the mice itself, but Imanu Hayisem, you are with us, is tantamount to testifying about the Gufan Shel Edim. And therefore, to the extent that you're saying, you're talking about them, they can't contradict, and therefore you believe the second thing. Usum b'masbid this more carefully. But just before we do that, I think now we understand the issue over here in the Ramban. L'chaira, according to the Ramban, you have to ask a simple question. However we explain it, let's say it one way, how many like to say. Imanu Hayisem means I'm talking about you. You are with us. I'm not talking about something in the abstract about the story. I'm talking about you. You were with us. You are not there. You are with us. So it's about them. So they can't contradict because they can't talk about themselves. You want to talk about the story, we can contradict you, and then it's tray of tray. But if I'm telling you, you are with us, then I'm talking about you. So then you can't come back. That's one way to think about it. Maybe we'll say soon another pshat. Okay, so l'maisa, that's the reason why the Torah believes the second Pir Avedim. Okay. But then again, the Gemara says, chidushu. So how do you square what the Ramban is saying? It's not just the Ramban, it's the Torah as well. The Torah in Siman Lamed Ches gives the basis for why Hazama is believed. They believe the second Pir Avedim. The Gufa Edim. The Pnei Zeh HaChronim Nemanim Kim Shem Edim HaGufan Shel Edim. And they can't contradict. It's as if they would say, Hargu Nefesh HaChol HaShabbos. You can't talk about yourself. That doesn't qualify as Akrasha. You can't talk about yourself. No, so I think Gemara says chidushu. So there are those, you'll see in the Lech and Mishnah and the Rambam and other Achronim, they think maybe Hagufa is the Machokas Abai Verava. Gufa, this issue, this Svara, would be why Abaye disagrees with Rava. Rava says Chidushu. Abaye doesn't accept that. Abaye says Gamafeya. Who knows why? Abaye goes with the Svara of the Ramban. We hold like Abaye, it's Yagigam. So the Ramban Svara is going according to Abaye, not according to Rava. That could be. But it could also be, the Chassam Sofer says this in Bava Basra, I found Bava Basra Lamed Aleph from the base. It has to do with the case of Trey. Trey in that Gemara, Cheskes Abatim, the Chassam Sofer Chidushim al Hashas quotes the Ramban that we just read at the tour. It says Simin Lamed Zayin, I think it should say Simin Lamed Ches. The reason for Eidim Zomim, it's as if they would be saying Yibachal Shabbos, it's Angufa Shal Eidim, Lechora Kashas the Chassam Sofer. Habishas Amin Chidushu. Says the Chassam Sofer, Emes Yeridarko. Basically, what he says is the chidush of the pasuk is that we treat it as if we consider agufan shel eidim. In other words, you wouldn't necessarily assume that this is agufan shel eidim. Ultimately, they're saying that the eidus is sheker. You didn't see it. Why do you call this agufan shel eidim? Ain't I need a dumb arayis? When he asked the kasha, Chil Shabbos, you're not just talking about them; they're Rishoyim. So here, what's the nafkamin if they were with them or not with them? It's because of the Eidus. Imanu Alisem. So therefore, the Eidus is sheker. So it's not mamish agufan shel eidim. It has to do with the Eidus. So why are you viewing this as agufan shel eidim? Why? The Torah treats an Eidus of the mazimim of Imanu Alisem. It's viewed as it's an eidus of gufen shel eidim, and therefore they can't contradict. But kozeh bechal hachidus of the Torah. So since at least here you can hear more readily that after the chidush of Torah, it could be viewed as eidus and gufen shel eidim. So we say hazama is what the Torah is talking about to believe the mazimim in a case of akhasha where you don't have even a shred of a reason to assume it's like a gufen shel eidim. Here at least there's what to entertain here. That it's considered like a gufan shel eidim to say that imanu ha'yisem. So that's gufan part of the chiddush haTorah. No, if that's pshat, but Ramban is saying this within chiddush of the Torah, then the Ramban could not learn like the Baal HaMor. Because what did the Baal HaMor say? That the whole chiddush, the whole din of Eidim Zomim to believe the second pier is a chiddush. Because otherwise, what should he believe the second pier over the first pier? So now, if it happened twice. No. So now I don't run with the chiddush anymore. The Torah, chiddush is only with one pair of eidim. Now already I see akrasha. But if the chiddush haTorah works with a mechanism of the Torah treats the eidus of hazama and gufan shel eidim, that's gufan bechal the chiddush. So if that's the chiddush, what's the difference once or twice? No, that is the pshat of hazama. Hazama is it. Viewed by the Torah as eidus and gufan shel eidim, they can't contradict it. So the Baal HaMor must hold that the chiddush is stam gzeiras hakasav. I don't understand it, has no rhyme or reason, it's a new gzeiras hakasav. So the Baal HaMor, new, good. One time, that's a gzeiras hakasav, that's it. But the etzem, I have here a real svara that my chazis, I have no reason in the world, even after the Torah says that I believe the mazim, no reason to see why the second Eidus carries more weight than the first. Elamai kachazeh, the Torah said it. No, if it happens twice already, the Svara still remains in my mind, my chazis. So the Torah's chidush is only limited to the case of one Eidim, that they were mazim, not a second kind of Eidim. So the Baal HaMor can say it because he understood chidush without the Ramban Svara. So the Baal HaMor says, I see a sheker, Lefaneinu, I see Sheker in the case of the mission. Just like by the woman, I see Sheker, so I can put Eidim in a chazaka, huzakazu. Here too, I see my chazis. I have no reason, even after the Torah comes along and says, believe the mazimim. I see no reason inherently to believe the mazimim over the first pair. Elamai, the Torah said it. No, but not by two Eidim. I don't have any, to the contrary, I see them contradicted. But for the Ramban, I don't see, because
once there is a chiddush, the Torah gives us an azama, and the chiddush carries within it a svara. So now, once there is a chiddush, then that's the geder hadavar. There's a geder. There's a way it works. It has a mechanics to it. Therefore, the svara of Balmar falls away. To the contrary, that's the halacha. There is no basis to see sheker here because I see the second pier in the right. I don't see them as possibly wrong. You want to create out of thin air a nuchshash that doesn't make it analogous to the case of a yitza. I think that's very gishmak in terms of why the Rabban Lishitaso could not have embraced the pshat of the Balamor, which is, you know, in the Gemara, to the contrary, he defends the riff. But now let's talk about the issue for itself. It's really, I glossed over it. What does it mean exactly? What does it mean? But maybe to bring it to sharper focus. And that's the issue in the Rambam. You have the Rambam. We read the Lashon, the Rambam, we soon see the Lashon Atur. The Rambam in Perek Yudches, Hilchos Eidos, is Mayrech to explain Hakchasha versus Hazama. Now, what seems to emerge from the Lashon of the Rambam, the Lech HaMishnah is medayik from a particular Lashon in the Rambam, but I think you can get it from the larger context of the Rambam. A very interesting thing, which sounds very incredible, to the extent that the Lech HaMishnah quotes Marie Ben Leib, the Rambam nearly never meant this, but it could certainly sound this way. What would it sound like from the Rambam? That if you have that the Rambam consistently says that Hazama by definition means we don't know about the story. For all we know, the story is true. If the Hazama is accompanied by Hakchasha, along with the Hazama, it seems from the Rambam you would not say the din of Hazama. Let's see if we can medayik it in the Rambam Lashon. Misha heyed b'sheker. V'noda be'edim sheheyed b'sheker. Zehu anikra eizomeh. What is called a zomer? The first from the beginning of the Rambam. Heyed b'sheker v'noda be'edim sheheyed b'sheker. The definition of a zomer is noda be'edim sheheyed b'sheker. In other words, what's the definition of a zomer? Noda be'edim sheheyed b'sheker. Why is Hakchasha not subject to Kasha Zama?
You don't know.
Because you don't know. It's not called Noda Be'edim Sheyed B'Sheker. It's not that it's a bigger Sheker, it's a bigger Avla to testify about something that you never, that you weren't there, as opposed to that the whole thing is made up. The Sheker is identical. But how do I know that was Sheker? So by Hazama, I have the halacha that believed the second pair of Eidim. So therefore, it's no debe Eidim, sheid b'sheker. By Chasha, where it's trey, it's not no debe Eidim. Why does the Rambam say no debe Eidim? What is he coming up? A fuke? What case would not have Hazama? Bahar Garaglav. It's clear that the guy is alive. He comes up, walks in. But it's not no debe Eidim. So the Rambam defines Hazama as no da be'edim she'ed b'shek. It's only a great zomim. Mitzvah says, "Lasu zok mashirat, lasu beidusa." Im ba'veshachay v'lo skila heidu v'huz munis kol and kulan. Im sreif and sraf and chen shamisos. Meheidu b'malkus lo kol koyachad kisharchad b'chodim malkus. Meheidu chay v'mama nishal shenamam b'neiem from minyan ha'edim. Ba'med v'amam u'melach habeis be'edim she'huz mu. Avot shtei kite edim hamakchisha zuazu. Ein kan edus. There's no edus because they're contradicting each other, but you don't punish anybody with kasha zama. What differentiates one to the other? Hakchasha, we don't know who to believe. By hazama, we know to believe the second pair. What differentiates the two? Hakchasha be'edus atzma. Hakchasha revolves around the edus. Zosemes hayadavazeh, zosemes loisa. Al yovah mechlal. What emerges from the words of the Edom is that it wouldn't be. So based on what you Edom are saying, it's established that it wasn't true. That is Hakchasha. Hazama be'edim atzman. Be'elah Edom she'izimam enam yodim imniya hadavar lonia. By the way, the Rambam defines Hazama. He puts into the definition of Hazama by associating Hazama with we don't know if it was or not. That's the first indication in the Rambam. That Hazama is defined not just by the fact that it's Be'edim Atzman, but it's also defined by the fact that the Edim who are Mazim don't know about this. Kate said?
The first line, you said that the Noda Shev Sheker, so if someone walked, if the Hora, if the guy who
that's correct, but it was not Noda Be'edim. That's what.
Why wouldn't we know that they're Sheker if the guy who got killed walks in?
We do know, but it's not know that be'edim she'ed b'sheker. The Rambam's first phrase is know that be'edim she'ed b'sheker. So that's what he says. It has to be know that be'edim. Hakash is not know that be'edim because you don't believe the second pair. Bog Baraglav is not know that be'edim. It's know that without it. So the Rambam says, Hazama is, we don't know. They don't know if it wasn't that. Kate said, Idim Shabob, Omer, Wein, Zesh, Arag, Zer, Olav, Mizer, Beyom, Ploni, Mokim, Ploni. The basic thrust of the Rambam is that's hakrasha. The words some want to take to mean already the case that we're discussing. I'm not sure if he has to mean it that way. The Rambam says basically this is a way of saying the story is not true. That's hakrasha. Okay. V'chein im amru em hechatem idim kach. Here he talks about Imanu Hayisem of the Horeg or the Nerag. What's that? That's Hakash. Hare Isu Edus Mukheshes, his Zek, Kimisha Amar, because that's a way of saying, Loharag Zer Zer, Velo Zer Hilbe Zer, Shri Imanu Haya, Velonia Dava Zer. So that is Hakash, because that's defined as saying the story didn't happen. Avalim Amru, Anu Yodim Zaharag Zer. Notice how striking the language of the Rambam. Rambam is a master stylist in his language. The Rambam is putting front and center. Whenever he talks about Hazama, he puts you in the framework of, we don't know about the story, but we know that you weren't there. Im amru em anu enanu yodim zaharag zeh biyom zeh b'yushalayim v'shetam omrim alohar. We don't know if he committed the murder in Yerushalayim. But we want to testify that Sha'atem Asmachem Hayisem Imanu B'mam Zeh B'Bavel. Hare'eu Zomimin, V'Narogan O'Mishalmin, then they pay the price of Kasha Zomam. Ho'il, again, notice a third time. We saw twice, here's a third time. Ho'va Edim She'izimu Osam, Lo Hishkichu Ar Asmach Shal Edus Klau Mi'emes Hashekah. The Rambam stressing time and time and time again that what makes Hazama distinct, Makhasha, is the fact not just that they made on Guf and Shel Eden, but that they don't know about the story. Kemat in the Pirsha Mishnah, if you get the same sense in the Rambam. Pirsha Mishnah here. When the story of the classic Hazama Nerogin Alpien, but Shaloma Sheyahargu Ha'edim Al Pi'elu Sheizimu, Bapi Shem Trey or Trey, Ufisha Ha'edus Al Atzman Shel Edim, Velo Ba'u Lehoid Al Atzman Shel Edus, Lulakaima Velo Lebatra, Lufisha Haim Omrim Anu Ein Anu Yodim Im Zeharag, Moshetim Choshim Alo Harag. The Ram, notice how striking. The Ram says, the Ram puts into the mouth of the Edim, we don't know about the story, but we only know this. So the strong indication of the Ram, again, the Archon that pushed back, and I want to say it can't be, because in Svar it's a big chiddush. But what would it sound like in the Ram, both the Pirsha Mishnah and the Yad? That if the Edim would be Mitzarif and their Edus, not just to talk about, not just to talk about the fact that you were with us, but they would also include Hakrasha on the Gufa Maisa. So Lamashal, they say, you were with us, and also the other one of the Horeg was with us, some aspect of Hakrasha together with the Hazama, that would not qualify as Hazama. And that sounds so odd at first glance. L'chaira, what can be bad about the fact that there's also Hakrasha? You have Hazama. So the fact that there was also a Akhasha together with it should take away the din of Hazama. But that's what it sounds like in the Rambam. Hazama has to be pure Hazama. Just to talk about the Edim and not to talk about the Edus. Once you start talking about the Edus, then it undermines the whole Parshas Hazama.
How would the Rambam reconcile this with the Gemara, with Amar Rava, where...
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get there. See? Amar Aleph. You're good. That's the excellent. Kasha is very good. Keep the Kasha in the back of your head. Amar Aleph. They changed the date of the murder, right? Okay, we'll get there. What else?
Also, in this case, would Rebbe be saying that the reason why it's an issue any testimony on the Edus is because now we're able to respond, we're able to be included in the...
Let's go slow. So there's a lot to say about this Rambam. Now, first of all, let's think about to fit the Rambam with the Tur and the Ramban. So the Lecha Mishnah, I'm not going to read inside. The Lecha Mishnah seems to assume, he seems to midlife this way in the Rambam. He has another diuk in the Rambam like this, but the Rambam holds Hakchashav Azam HaKe'echad, that's what they call it. Hakchashav Azam HaKe'echad is not Azam. So he struggles very mightily to figure out why that should be. He says, according to the Ramban in the Tur, that the basis for Azama is, it's like speaking of Gufan Shal Eden. So they spoke of Gufan Shal Eden. The fact that they also spoke about the Maisa also should take away. So if anything, he says, if you want to understand the Rama, possibly you have to say the Rambam is not going with the Tur and the Ramban. The Rambam is going with the idea that it's a pure Gzeres HaKasuv. And Elamai, the Gzeres HaKasuv is a Chidush, so you have to limit the Chidush to a certain limited context. Ilchel Chidusho. So once you start changing the case in whatever way, the Chiddush no longer holds. So Alderach Zeh says Lecha Mishnah, so Lamaisa, that's what he comes up with. If it's just Azama, just about Gufan Shel Edim, then the Torah says what it says. Once you bring Hakasha in, then all bets are off, the Chiddush falls away. Maybe we can say differently. Maybe, you know, with Chiyur Chimu, we can suggest different Mahalach. Maybe the Rambam, to the contrary. The Rambam does work with the Mahalach of the Tur and the Ramban. And yet, we could still come up with a svara and maybe come back to answer the Kasha Mal Aleph, why having a Kasha mixed in takes away the sting of what Hazam is all about. Is it really have to ask ourselves, what does it mean? What does the Ramban mean to say that the Geder of the Gzeres HaKasha of the Chidush of Hazam is, it's considered like they're speaking on Gufan Shel Edim. Ha'edus hazuhi agufan shel edim, al derech zeh in the tour. Mipnei zeh achronim nemanim kimshem eidim agufan shel edim. What does that mean? So the most obvious way to imagine what it means is because to say imanu hayisem is to say I'm talking about you. You were with us. I'm talking about you. I'm not talking about the story that you spoke about. I'm talking about you. Imanu Hayisa. So that makes it like I'm targeting you. So that's talk of that called a Gufan Shel Eden. Again, it could be that's part of the Kiddush HaTorah, like the Chassam Sofer says, but that makes it a Gufan Shel Eden. But maybe there's another way to explain it. Not exactly that way, because if you look carefully at the Lashon of the Ramban and the Tur, I think you get a little different mashmos. What would be the... If that were the pshat, that it's Gufan Shel Edim because they're talking Imanu Hayisem, what would be the reason why they couldn't contradict? Because they were not in a position to say that what? That we weren't with you. We were with the story. We were at that place. Right? That would be the way that they can't contradict. Because I'm talking about you. You were with us. And they can't say back, we were not with you. We were with in the other place. Lashon of Ramban and Lashon of Tur is as follows. Back to the Lashon of the Ramban. V'hatam mipnei she'edus hazu hi agufan shel edim. Now listen carefully. V'heim einam nemanim al atzmam lomar lo asinu kach. Strange Lashon. It's agufan shel edim. And they are not believed to say about themselves, what? What would you expect Rabban to say? They're not believed to say about themselves, lo yisem imachem, lo yinu imachem. Lashon Rabban, they're not nema to say, lo asinu kach. What's lo asinu kach? So too in the Tur. V'heim inem nemanem atzmem, lo asinu kach v'kach. The Havi says the Torah Vayita ki'ilu he'idu aleihem she'argu nefesh o she'chilu Shabbos. Both sides, it seems from the Lashon HaTur and the Ramban as follows, that the Geder, what they're saying is that the an edus of Imanu Hayisem is treated like an edus al gufan shel eden, meaning you did an aveira that passes you the edus. What aveira? It's chil Shabbos. There's whatever else, Hargis HaNefesh, and there's another event on the Pasuk of Eidus. What aver is that? What aver is that? No? Eidus Shekin. Eidus Shekin. Eidus Shekin. What the Rabban is saying, and Torah is saying, is that when you have Eidus that says Imanu Hayisem, it's the equivalent of testifying against the Eid and saying, you said Eidus Shekin. You are in Russia, you said Eidus Shekin. And on that, they can't respond by saying, we didn't say it, because that's Eidus on yourself. Like, you can't say, I didn't do that Aveira to pass myself with Eidus. I didn't do that Aveira of Lashana, because I said you did Eidus Shekin. So now let's ask ourselves, really, every time you have Eidus on the Guf HaMaisa, HaKrasha, in a way, what does it mean? What are they saying? Saying, Reuben killed Shimon, they say Reuben didn't kill Shimon. So, by saying Reuben didn't kill Shimon, what is that saying in effect about those Eidus? That they did what? They did Shekin. You said Reuben killed Shimon, and I'm telling Reuben didn't kill Shimon. So, in every case of Akhasha, there's also an aspect here of Reuben didn't kill Shimon, so you said Eidus Shekin. Elamai, but it's Trey or Trey. Why? Because that goof of what the Torah gives the right of the Eidim to defend themselves from being accused of saying it is sheker through the medium of saying, but no, we stand behind our Eidus. And if we stand behind our Eidus that Reuven killed Shimon, then we didn't say it is sheker. So therefore, even though associated with the Eidus of the second pier that Reuven didn't kill Shimon is an accusation that's being hurled on the first Eidim and saying that they're possibly Eidus, but given that it's coming through the vehicle of the story directly, so the defense of the Eidim against the implicit accusation of having been made a sheker is, but Reuven did kill Shimon, and since they can believe to stand behind their Eidus, because the Torah gave them manas to Eidus, so if they said Reuven killed Shimon, the Torah gives them manas to Eidim. So by being able to stand behind their Eidus, they're able to defend the implicit aspect of the second pair of Eidim who's saying you were saying Eidus Sheker. So therefore they're able to defend themselves, and therefore it's Trey Trey. However, by Hazama, where the Hazama is not about the story. The Hazama says, we don't know about Reuven killing Shimon. We don't know. But what is Hazama? But you were not there to talk about it. So therefore, the only thing you have in the Hazama here is not the story. The classic Hazama, the story we don't know about. But Imanu Hayisa. So then what the Torah, again, it's part of the Chiddush HaTorah, but what is the Chiddush HaTorah? The Torah says that the Eidus of Imanu Hayisem becomes the same as saying, you are made Eidus Sheker. Now, of course, if they defend themselves by saying, no, we were in that location, then of course we stand behind our Eidus, and we're not saying Eidus Sheker. It's true. But that's where the Torah distinguishes and separates Hazama from Akhash. Since Hazama doesn't speak directly to the story, since Hazama comes in a circuitous way, it says, we don't know that story, but we know that you are not there. So then the definition of the essence of this Eidus becomes translated into an Eidus on the Eidim that they said Eidus Sheker. If there's this focus is on the story, so then the rebuttal can be on the story, and then the melee that they can defend themselves as being Eidus Emes, as not being Rishayim. So it's not quote unquote Shul Eidim, because their response is through the story and through their Eidus on the story. So that's separate from that. But if the story is not mixed into the Eidus of the second pair, it's just about you not being there to testify about this. You could not have seen that. So then that Eidus becomes an Eidus in the Torah's eyes on the Eidim themselves, on their credibility. You said Eidus Sheker because you are not there to see that. And that's where the Torah did not give them the ability to respond, because it's like saying, I was Mechal Shabbos. Because the Eidus of Hazama is like an Eidus of Chil Shabbos. That's the Lashon of the Torah here. The Heim Einam nemanim lomar lo asinu kach bekach. V'havi ki'iu he'idu shargu nefesh. So Eidus Hazama is always viewed in the Torah's eyes as you said Eidus Sheker. Memela, there's no ability for the first Eidim to respond. That's the case we understand the Rambam now. Because the Rambam says Hazama needs to be pure Hazama. That's why we can view this Eidus as Eidus on the Eidim themselves as Rishoyim and not allow them the ability to defend themselves through the Eidus. Once the Hazama includes an aspect of the story to it, then the same way that if the Eidus was on the story, the Maisa part of that Eidus on the story of the second pair is also implying that they're saying Eidus Sheker. But the answer is because the story is what they're focused on, so the Eidim can come back and say, but we stand beyond our version of the story, and therefore we didn't say Eidus Sheker, so then it never gets to the point that there's an Eidus on them because it's being fought out through the prism of the story, and they can stand behind the story. The Rambam holds once the story gets mixed into this, then the Eidim have the right to now bring into their response that the story is emes. If we didn't say Sheker, that could be a mahalcha. The Rambam, if this is true, then we can end with your kasha and try to answer it. Amir Aleph, they ask on the Rambam. The Gemara Named Aleph talks about a case where the second pair of Eidim would say, okay, you were with us on, they say it happened on Sunday, the murder, right? You were with us on Sunday. When did Reuven kill?
Right.
On Friday or Monday. So what happens? There's Chorin, there's Hazama, there's also Akash. Now, you have to know, when they say Reuven killed, does it mean Reuven killed Shimon? Or Reuven killed? Is it the same story that they're contradicting? Maybe Reuven killed somebody else. Maybe Reuven killed Shimon on Monday, like you said. Reuven killed Levi on Friday or Monday. So how do I know what the Gemara is talking about? That's the simple, possible way out. But it's not correct, because Rashi's Lashon is, an Amir Aleph, Rashi's Lashon is, Afilu Amru Hamazimim Be'erev Shabbos Hargo. Hargo means the same victim. So there is Akrasha. Oh, so what's the Teretz? But Rabbo says it's different, because here it's two separate adios. It's not mixed in. One thing is Imanu Hayisem, you were with us on Sunday, and we want you to know that Reuven killed Shimon, on Friday or Monday. But it's not integrating the same adios. It's a separate adios. So that Hazama is a pure Hazama. What's different over here is Imanu Hayisem, you and Reuven. Now already the adios is all locked together. The adios is on them, but also included the story. Once the story is included, the first Eidim have a right to rebut the story part of that Akasha part of their Eidus. It's one Eidus. So then the Eidus can be rebutted. It's rebutted, then they can stand tall and say, we're not possible Eidus. Once there's something in the same Eidus that relates to the story, so to stand behind the story they can do. What they can't do is when the story is not part of the Eidus. So in this case, on the Mid'al of this, the Eidus on Reuven killing Shimon on a different day is unrelated to the Imanu Hayisem. It's two separate issues. Imanu Hayisem on Monday, and Reuven killed Shimon on Friday, or Imanu Hayisem on Sunday, Reuven killed Shimon on Monday or Friday. But in the case of Imanu Hayisem, together with the Rotzeach, together with Reuven, then already there's a Akasha that's mixed into the Eidus. If that's mixed in, then they can respond on the merits of their Eidus. Then they rebut the accusation of being Eidus Sheker.